Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Like Harry Potter, Star Trek, and Star Wars, Doctor Who is one of those evergreen franchises that feels like it'll be around forever. It's impossible to imagine the pop culture landscape without wizards, lightsabers, Patrick Stewart's beautiful bald head, and the TARDIS. And though there was a substantial period of time when the show was off the air, its fanbase stuck around, and the 2005 revival made Doctor Who the biggest it's ever been. That said, the fact that TV shows and movie franchises end all the time does raise an interesting question. One that many Whovians have pondered over the years. What if the same thing happened to Doctor Who? Hypothetically, what if Doctor Who did come to an end one day? An actual, definitive, permanent end? What would that look like, and how might such a finale be executed? It's a big question, so naturally, we decided to try and answer it. While we're praying to the Time Lord Council that none of the following options actually happen, each is a potential avenue the showrunners could go down if, God forbid, they do decide to end Doctor Who one day. With that in mind then, I'm Ellie with Who Culture, and here are 8 ways Doctor Who could actually end. Number 8. Cancellation. Again. Cancelling Doctor Who is one of those extreme outcomes that seems way too outlandish to even consider, until you remember that it's actually happened before. Doctor Who might be one of the most popular and famous brands in entertainment, but that was also true in the 80s, and yet the plug was still pulled. Now sure, it was a completely different time back then, with completely different people in charge. People who didn't treat the show with the respect it deserves. But still, considering that Doctor Who has been cancelled once before, there's always going to be that lingering thought at the back of fans' minds. Could it happen again? Well, sure it could, but not in the immediate future. Though a certain vocal minority would have you believe that Doctor Who is pretty much dead right now, it isn't. It still gets more viewers than most shows can dream of, and the impending return of RTD means that the show's future is the brightest it's been for years. And even way in the future, there isn't going to be an abrupt cancellation that we see so many other shows suffer, with the creatives not being given the time or the space to work out a satisfying, definitive conclusion. Rather, if Doctor Who is put to rest one day, it'll be a more gradual, well-planned retirement. Number 7. A TARDIS and a sunset. Funnily enough, this one also happened in the 80s. Almost literally. When the classic series was cancelled, it finished its run with the 1989 serial Survival, which concludes with the 7th Doctor and Ace walking off into the distance, discussing their next adventure with great hope and excitement. Obviously, we didn't get to see that adventure, but all things considered, this would actually be a great way to end the show permanently. Picture this. The Doctor steps into the TARDIS, having saved a world from an alien menace. That iconic whirring sound begins, and the machine dematerializes, flying off into the sunset to seek out new planets, new creatures, and new adventure. After all, the sentiment that's expressed in the closing seconds of Survival is what Doctor Who is all about. The universe is a vast place full of wonder and joy and good people, and we're going to head out there and explore it. An optimistic ending like this would allow the show to continue on in our minds, implying that the Doctor will always be out there helping innocents and vanquishing monsters. Number 6. The Doctor lives a John Smith life. This is another ending that sort of happened in the show before, and it would definitely be an interesting way for Doctor Who to sign off for good. In the 2007 10th Doctor story Human Nature and the Family of Blood, the Doctor lives a normal human life after stripping himself of his Time Lord biology. In a vision, we see him settle down and get married and have kids with Joan Redfern, before growing old and dying, having lived a life the Doctor never could. Throughout the show's entire run, but particularly during the 10th Doctor's era, we've seen flashes of the Doctor yearning for that normalcy, that family love. like. Like Steve Rogers in the MCU, this is a character who's constantly at war and just wants the fighting to stop. The 12th Doctor expresses this in Twice Upon a Time, calling his entire life a battlefield and musing, "Can't I ever have peace? Can't I rest?" Now sure, by rest he's talking about dying, but just like Rogers settling down with Peggy Carter in Avengers Endgame, what if we saw the Doctor exit the battlefield by finding someone they can share a life with? This also happened in the recent video game Doctor Who: The Edge of Reality, with the 10th Doctor marrying Madame de Pompadour in an alternate reality. It's indicative of the fact that the Doctor has become a more emotional and romantic hero over the last 15 years or so, and as such, it wouldn't be completely out of left field for the main show to end in a similar manner. Number 5. An open-ended regeneration. In much the same way that a flying off into the sunset ending would be a fittingly optimistic way to wrap up Doctor Who, an alternative approach here would be to show the start of a regeneration, but cut away just before the end. Circling back to Twice Upon a Time, and there's a shot at the end of that episode where the camera pulls back on the 12th Doctor's regeneration before cutting to an extreme close-up of his eyes. We linger here for a moment until the screen is consumed by a burst of white and the 13th Doctor is revealed, standing in front of the TARDIS console. Okay, now picture this exact ending, only without the reveal of the next Doctor. That burst of white holds, the theme tune starts up, and the credits begin to roll. Like the sunset ending, this allows the legend of the Doctor to live on, letting us know that they'll always be out there, making the universe a better place. Even if Doctor Who does have to end, why shouldn't the legacy continue on?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number 4. Timeless Child Time Loop. So far, we've mostly discussed endings that people would be happy with, but here's one that would certainly prove a divisive way to cap things off. Though plenty of fans expected Series 13 Flux to provide more answers about the Timeless Child story, or maybe even wrap it up for good, it really didn't. All we got was a mention that the Timeless Child might have been from a parallel universe, and even that wasn't a concrete revelation, or even a surprising one. With so much wriggle room then, and with current showrunner Chris Chibnall having just 2 episodes left before departing, giving him very little time to flesh everything out, there's an opportunity to use the Timeless Child as a way to bring the show full circle. Basically, what if the final Doctor regenerates before falling through a purple wormhole, revealing that this is where the original Timeless Child came from? This would essentially make the entirety of Doctor Who one massive time loop, and though it's unlikely that a future showrunner would want to revisit such a divisive storyline, especially if they're bringing Doctor Who to an end, and one of the goals is to keep fans happy, it would be perfectly on brand for such a timey-wimey show. Alternatively, we could even circle back to the official first Doctor, William Hartnell, as a way to honour the incredible history of the show. Number 3. The Curator. Speaking of keeping fans happy, it's hard to think of a better ending than this one. 50th anniversary special The Day of the Doctor introduced a character called The Curator, played by Tom Baker. The Curator is heavily implied to be a future future elderly incarnation of the Doctor, one who is revisiting some of his old favourite faces and has retired from a life of adventure to become the humble steward of the Undergallery. As we mentioned, there have been flashes of the Doctor yearning for a normal, adventure-free life, and this is an example of him actually doing it. If the Curator is indeed in the Doctor's future, then this could be right at the end of his life, and in turn, right at the end of the show, with the character running out of regenerations or simply not needing to regenerate and finally growing old. No matter how the Doctor ends up becoming the Curator, ending things here would simply be perfect. Imagine the scene. We pick up with the Curator walking away after finishing his conversation with Eleven, as seen in The Day of the Doctor. The camera then follows him. If Baker isn't around, then a body double can be slotted in as he walks out of the gallery into that white light. The white consumes the screen and the show ends. In many ways, Baker is the Doctor, so having him bring the show home would be truly poetic and highly emotional for long-time fans. Number 2. A full-on reboot. Though the 2005 revival did feel like a reboot in certain ways, it was still a continuation of the Doctor Who story that began with the first Doctor in 1963. However, for this entry, we're suggesting a reboot in every sense of the word. A fresh start for the show that ends the current iteration and starts a new one. The overall premise would stay the same, but the story and characters would be entirely different. While you could argue that there's no need for this to happen, since each regeneration is its own mini reboot anyway, there's no denying that it's a possibility, especially as the show gets older and less accessible for newcomers. The sticker shock of having to catch up on 12 series was surely why the BBC opted to call series 13 Flux instead of giving it a number, with the goal being to rope in casual viewers. So what about in 15 or 20 years' time, when the modern episode count is double what it is now? What if the show's lore is so convoluted, long-lasting, and inside baseball that it's impossible for newbies to catch up? And what if, hypothetically, the show's ratings have completely flatlined and only the hardcore fans have stuck around? Well, that reboot button might start to look enticing to the BBC. And hey, if it's a choice between that or outright permanent cancellation, we take a reboot every single time. Number 1. The Doctor actually dies. On numerous occasions, it's been established that it is possible to kill the Doctor outright, as in, kill them permanently, leaving them without the ability to regenerate. Laser screwdrivers, drowning, and running out of regenerations are all potential options here, but let's face it, the writers can think up any random method they like, and it doesn't have to make a lick of sense. Why? Because it's Doctor Who, that's why. In all seriousness though, the fact that the Doctor isn't invincible means that one day they could kill him off. Sure, it wouldn't feel right to end the show on such a miserable note, but bowing out on a heroic death would give Doctor Who a real sense of finality. And hey, if a certain British super spy can bite the dust in his own franchise, then there's no reason the Doctor can't do the same in theirs. In fact, over the last few years, many fans have suggested that the 12th Doctor's death in The Doctor Falls would have been a fitting final stand for the character, with him dying while trying to protect innocent people from the Cybermen. While the BBC probably wouldn't want to end the show on such a downer, there's no doubt that killing the Doctor off would be a bold move and would make for one of the most emotional, iconic moments in the history of television.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.